Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to make boundaries positive. There are all sorts of things we would prefer not to do for reasons of work-life balance. But rather than make these sound negative and focused on what we won't do, we can point out what we still can do, because it's usually still a lot. Today's tip, like some others this week, comes from Laura May Martin's new book, Uptime. Martin is Google's productivity guru, and she coaches executives there on how to be more efficient. In her book, she notes that the bridge between boundaries and approachability is the right communication. The best way to communicate boundaries is to frame from the positive. You highlight what you will do, not what you won't. So, for example, "I don't take meetings on Fridays" becomes, "I take meetings Monday to Thursday." "I don't instant message outside my work hours" becomes, "I'm available by messaging between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. "I'm not taking any new clients right now" becomes something like, "I'm taking new clients starting in July." And "I don't have time during the week to meet about this topic" becomes, "I have office hours every Friday where I can meet on this topic." All of these statements get at the exact same thing, but they sound so much more positive. Wow, this person is available by messaging for 10 hours every day. That's a lot. So why even call attention to the fact that they won't be signed on to the messaging system at 5:30 p.m.? As for the boundary that you are not taking new clients immediately, but probably will in the future, it just sounds like you are creating options. How wonderful. The person who wants to work with you can decide to wait until you are accepting new clients again, or they can not wait. But that makes them feel like they have a choice. You remain approachable. I really like this idea. I should note here that I personally don't maintain a whole lot of strict work and life boundaries in my schedule. I work for myself with a lot of flexibility. One result of that is that I inevitably wind up doing personal stuff during work hours. That means that if the work still needs to get done, I do work things during what many people consider personal hours. And that is fine with me. But for those with more regimented schedules, boundaries can make life feel a lot more sustainable. People might feel awkward about setting and sticking to boundaries, but when they are framed in a positive light, it all feels so much more congenial. And that makes people more likely to honor them, because these boundaries seem reasonable. Maybe they won't honor them all the time, but a lot of the time. And that can make all the difference. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends. People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.